From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. There were few voters turning out at polling stations in Sudan's capital Monday at the start of general elections. Opposition parties are boycotting the vote, making it all but certain that President Omar al-Bashir will win another term. Gabe Joselo reports.
You could hardly tell it was election day in the capital. Monday, the first of 3 days of voting, was declared a national holiday. But at midday, there were few voters to be found at polling stations. Mr. Bashir is running virtually uncontested, as the main opposition parties have boycotted the election, complaining about political oppression in the country. The inevitable outcome of the vote is contributing to some apathy across the capital. Despite the low turnout, Mr. Bashir and his National Congress Party have been gaining popular support due to improved ties in the region, exemplified by a deal with Egypt and Ethiopia to share Nile River resources. Gabe Joselo, Khartoum.
The Obama administration expressed concern Monday over Russia's possible sale of sophisticated S-300 air defense systems to Iran. A White House spokesman says the administration has previously made known its objection to the sale. Top U.S. administration officials, led by Secretary of State John Kerry, are briefing lawmakers on Capitol Hill in an effort to persuade Congress to give the international community more time to secure a nuclear agreement with Iran. Hillary Clinton has begun her 2016 presidential campaign. The former Secretary of State hit the road on a multi-state trip starting in Iowa, the home of the country's first presidential caucus. Clinton announced her candidacy on Sunday. Meanwhile, Republican Senator Marco Rubio told his top donors Monday he's running for president. He's expected to make a formal announcement at a Monday evening event in Miami. This is VOA News. The United States and European nations are pressing Libya's rival factions to declare an unconditional ceasefire. But violence erupted Monday when a bomb exploded outside the Moroccan embassy in Tripoli. There were no casualties. The bombing came just hours, though, after gunmen opened fire on the South Korean embassy, killing two Libyan guards and wounding a third person. Islamic State militants claimed responsibility for both attacks. The founder of France's National Front Party, or FN, says he will not run for office in regional elections later this year. The announcement by Jean-Marie Le Pen follows a public spat with his daughter, who is now the party leader. Le Pen told Le Figaro magazine that he would not seek office even though he still thinks he is the best candidate. Marine Le Pen was upset with her father last week when he described the Nazi gas chambers as a mere detail of history. The U.S. is protesting the Russian intercept of one of its reconnaissance planes flying in international airspace over the Baltic Sea. A Pentagon spokesman says the incident occurred last Tuesday when a U.S. plane was approached from the rear by a Russian fighter flying at a high rate of speed. He said the Russian plane crossed in front of the American jet and tilted to show off its weapons. The spokesman called it unsafe and sloppy airmanship. The Russian government has denied that its pilot did anything wrong. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi is headed to the United States, hoping to convince President Barack Obama to give his country more air support and billions of dollars in new arms shipments to fight Islamic State militants. Mr. Abadi said Monday the United States has already increased its support of Iraq. More is needed. Mr. Abadi is meeting Tuesday at the White House with President Obama during the Iraqi leader's first visit to Washington as prime minister. Turkey leveled a new attack Monday on Pope Francis. That because the Pope contended that the Ottoman Turk massacre of Armenians a century ago constituted genocide. The Turkish Minister for European Union Affairs called the statement unhistorical and null and void. Turkey recalled its ambassador to the Vatican Sunday after the pontiff described the massacre in 1915 of as many as 1.5 million Armenians as the first genocide of the 20th century. Myanmar says more of its citizens have been rescued after allegedly being enslaved on the remote Indonesian fishing island of Benjina. An official with the Myanmar embassy in Jakarta says 174 Myanmar nationals were found in recent days. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.